As promised last week, we have a special confession of faith this week. Last year, Mark Hamilton created something of a catechism as a responsive reading on this day, and we are going to do that now. What we're going to do, I'll read the question, we'll respond together with the answer, all right? Is there a basis for the value of human life? The basis for the value of human life is that all humans are created in God's image. In the Bible, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Who is the author and giver of life? God is the author and giver of life. All life is a gift from God. The Word of God declares, God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. Jesus also said, I am the resurrection and the life, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. In addition, Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. When does human life begin? It begins when God creates life in the womb. The Word states that the life is in the blood. Since unborn babies have blood, they are alive. This is what makes abortion a heinous thing in the eyes of God. In an abortion, a baby's blood is shed, and one does violence to the commandment, "You shall not murder." Are there other passages of Scripture that support this view of human life? Yes. Psalm 139 declares, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, my soul knows it very well." In the first chapter of Jeremiah, the Lord also says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you." How then should the people of God respond to the horror of abortion? We are called to stand for justice. Therefore, we should speak out against the slaughter of the unborn. Psalm 72 declares, "He delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight." Since these babies have no voice, we must be their voice. We must cry out to God on their behalf. We must grieve their deaths. We must call our nation to repentance and continue to boldly speak the truth in love. Amen.